This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is blasting a move by the world's top criminal court to seek arrest warrants for Israeli leaders and leaders of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Among those Karim Khan wants to charge,
the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Here in Washington,
the United States fundamentally rejects the announcement today.
As the president said, is outrageous.
Both State Department spokesman Matthew Miller and White House National Security spokesman John Kirby ripped the move.
There should be no equivalence between Israel and Hamas.
A three-judge panel will decide whether to issue the warrants. But even if they are issued, since Israel is not a member of the court, neither Netanyahu nor his defense minister face any immediate prosecution risk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday the decision of the International Criminal Court's prosecutor to seek arrest warrants against him and his defense minister was a moral outrage of historic proportions.
This is like creating a moral equivalence after September 11th between President Bush and Osama bin Laden, or during World War II between FDR and Hitler. What a travesty of justice. What a disgrace.
A panel of pretrial judges will determine whether the evidence supports the issuing of arrest warrants, but the ICC has no means to enforce such warrants, and its investigation into the Gaza war has been opposed by the United States and Israel. The Israeli army said Monday the bodies of four hostages retrieved from Gaza last week were found in tunnels under Jabalia, where troops have been engaged in fierce fighting in recent days. The army announced last week it had recovered the bodies, all of, they said, killed on October 7th. This is VOA News. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, a hardliner seen as a potential successor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was killed when his helicopter crashed in poor weather in mountains near the Azerbaijan border, officials and state media said on Monday. The charred wreckage of the helicopter, which crashed on Sunday carrying Raisi, Iran's foreign minister, and six other passengers and crew, was found early on Monday after an overnight search in blizzard conditions. Supreme Leader Khamenei announced 5 days of public mourning. The U.S. government's attempts to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange from Britain on charges of espionage took another legal twist Monday as judges ruled he must be given the right to a full appeal against the order based on freedom of speech. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
The hearing at London's High Court Monday was the last legal hope for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to halt his imminent extradition to the United States. The judges ruled that a full appeal hearing must be held into whether the Australian citizen would be able to rely on the US First Amendment right to free speech in an American court. Assange's lawyers successfully argued that US government assurances over his ability to rely on those First Amendment rights were inadequate. A new appeal process could take months or years. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, testified he stole money from Trump's company as the defense pressed a key hush money trial witness on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Under redirect prosecution, star witness Michael Cohen again admits stealing from the Trump organization, saying it was after his bonus went from $150,000 to just $50,000. Cohen telling jurors, "I was angered because of the reduction in the bonus, and so I just felt like it was self-help." Cohen also testifying he sought that reimbursement at the same time he was seeking payment for the money he paid Stormy Daniels. Trump denies falsifying business records to cover that payment. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Haiti's main international airport has reopened for the first time in nearly 3 months after gang violence forced authorities to close it. The reopening of the airport in the capital Port-au-Prince is expected to help ease a critical shortage of medications and other basic supplies. The country's main seaport remains badly affected. Gangs control 80% of the capital. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.